Eagle Country 99.3, your hometown radio station. Barbara Mandrell, Christmas at our house. And, well, that'll actually be a thing here at Eagle Country 99.3 coming up on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. But we got something special going on here today at 20 East High Street, downtown Lawrenceburg, as we are here to once again honor our late great friend, Mr. Pigskin Pete Arnold, who is a longtime teacher, a broadcaster, a friend, neighbor. There's a lot of things to describe Pete, and we have a lot of awesome people in the room to help with that today. We're going to start out with Lawrenceburg High School football head coach Ryan Koeniga and City of Lawrenceburg Mayor Kelly Milan, because both of you have something special you're going to announce in memory of Pete Arnold, and you can share some thoughts about him as well. Coach, I know you like having a microphone in front of you. What can you say about our friend Pigskin Pete Arnold?
Well, you know, the first thing is just what a great educator, a great person for our community and our kids. You know, you go back to, you know, when I first met Mr. Arnold, as my teacher in humanities class with Mr. Fletcher, you know, the first thing that jumped out was their personality, how they just worked so well together, and they made the classroom a fun environment. And then you move on and you fast forward to when I get a job at Lawrenceburg Community School Corporation in 2001, working day to day with Pistol Pete. And the first time that he reached out to me was about bringing the Tiger Open back. It kind of went down the drain a little bit, and that was one event that he really wanted to get back, you know, on track and bring some Tiger alumni back to the area to play some golf and help support Tiger athletics. But Pete and I got to work hand in hand together for that, and that was a great experience for me, working with him on that and just bouncing ideas off of each other. But, you know, you brought up Pigskin Pete, but also Pistol Pete, as some of us referred to him. And then you fast forward to I was able to work a few games with him on the radio for Eagle 99.3, and I think the one game that sticks out to me most working with Pete would have been the last game in Bud Bateman Gymnasium.
Oh, wow.
I know we had a crew. I know definitely three with Pearly Berg, myself, and Pete, and there was a few other guys that stopped in to help with the show as well, but you know, when you think about Pete, you just think about the impact that he had on a bunch of, you know, kids in our school, our community, and just an awesome guy, and definitely left a lot of good memories, not only with me, but everybody that he came in contact with within the school corporation.
And he was definitely a Tiger through and through, and loved Tiger football, and you guys just had yourself a heck of a season with the sectional championship. He would have been so proud of that.
Yeah, yeah, there's no doubt, and you know, I'd get texts from him almost every Friday, it seemed like, go Tigers, good luck, coach. But, you know, just a great guy. You know, Lawrenceburg Community Schools, the community of Lawrenceburg, just very blessed that he was a part of that community and our school corporation for as long as he was.
All right, and turn it over to Lawrenceburg Mayor Kelly Milan. I know you've had a lot of interactions with Pete over the past several years when he was here with the Country Gold Show, him and Jim Helms. You just pop in pretty much every Saturday and talk to him, so I'm sure you got some good memories and stories of Pete.
Well, my first meeting with Pete Arnold was, well, we got to go back 42 years ago when I was a senior in high school and had him as a teacher. But, and then, you know, all my kids had him throughout the years. And, you know, one thing that about Pete that even if, I don't care which one of my kids you ask or, and my dealings with him as a teacher was the same. He always smiled. I mean, that's what I remember about Pete. I mean, and listening to him do girls basketball games when my girls were playing, reserve basketball games, the boys and such. I mean, he was, you know, you throw this word around a lot, but sort of an icon at Lawrenceburg Community School Corporation. But then, you know, he got involved with the radio station and doing those things. And I'll never forget, every Saturday morning I'd be down here and, him and Jim Helms, and I'd peek in the window, and Pete be standing where you're standing. He'd say, come on in, come on in. And I come in, and we just start talking about it. I couldn't talk about the oldies they were talking about. They're much older.
I think he was glad to talk to somebody other than Jim. But
yeah, there you go. I think that might be it. But no, those are the things that I remember. But also, when I first ran for mayor, I ran into Pete, which, you know, small town, you know, everybody knows everybody. And he was really very, very supportive of me. Mm-hmm. And I won't forget that, because there are certain people that really stand out. And I'll be honest, Pete Arnold really stood out to me. I enjoyed speaking with Pete. And I was on the school board for 15 years, and you know, he'd give me his opinions, mm-hmm. you know, and you know, as a school board member and a teacher, and I was always pro teacher, but you know, Pete had his opinions, and you know, I liked that. And I remember Coach Kanega was just talking about bringing back the Tiger Open. I remember when he was the golf coach. Mm-hmm. I never thought of Pete Arnold being a golf coach. Right. I really didn't. I didn't. Yeah. And you know what? But that was his, you know, he always had kids in mind. I, like I said, you know, my kids had him, I had him. I just, you know, I look back and I think back, and I can picture it, you know, me peeking in this window and he's over there with the headphones on and waving me in. And you know, those are the kinds of things you just don't forget.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, hopefully I'm not misunderstanding things, but we have some special dedications that we wanted to get to, or is that just a Tom thing that he wanted to talk about? All right, we'll fill you in on that. I know he wanted to have Coach dedicate the Tigers football season to Pigskin this past year for winning that sectional championship. We'd love to get a Pete Arnold Day here in downtown Lawrenceburg.
We can make that happen.
That would be
We will make that happen. How's that?
That would be absolutely fantastic.
Absolutely.
I know many people would appreciate that, and we appreciate you guys coming in to talk a little bit about Pete, and perhaps the person that knows him the most in the studio today as well is wife Jane. Jane, I know you don't want to talk a whole lot there, but I think you got some thoughts in front of you, so the time is yours to talk about beloved Pete.
And thanks to everyone that's here today. Really appreciate it. And I want to let you know that Pete, and you already know this, Pete really enjoyed his time here at the radio station. He loved his Eagle family very much. And he ended up teaching 41 years at Lawrenceburg High School. And I just have to tell you a quick little funny story that he told me, that when he first came back in 1978, his plan was only to stay for a few years and, quote, he was going to leave this little popsicle stand and move on to bigger things. But, of course, that never happened. Pete loved this community. He was a huge Tiger fan. And the one thing that I always think about is all the hearts and the minds that he touched teaching that many years, and all of his students loved Mr. Arnold.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Jane. Tom, I know you got a few thoughts there, too, and thanks for help setting all this up today.
Yeah, Bryce Kendrick was a great commentator here at WSCH Radio. Chris McHenry was really good on the show with Kenny Greaves back in the 70s. Pete Arnold, Bubba Bo, Jim Helms, you, Travis Thayer.
Thank you.
Rob Real, Bob Shannon, 50 years of radio on WSCH Radio. The one thing that Pete was involved with that I felt was really special to me, and my sister asked me to think of the thing that really meant the most to me. The day that I made my speech at the corner of High and Walnut Street on the dedication of the event center, Pete played the music that day, and he thought of just the right songs to play for the right people. Pete was... knew that my dad, Don Prakel, Don Combs was the mayor. Mario Todd and I and Pat Kreider, we had worked together on a plaque along with Dennis Carr, who was the mayor at that time, 2015. Louis McAdams had passed away, Sandy Leptak, and Ramona Kime. So Pete came up with a song, Proud to Be an American, because he knew I was really proud of that administration and what it meant to Lawrenceburg, and the turning point of the way things used to be in the 70s back to to the way things are now, and the money that they didn't have years ago and they do have now. My dad always told me, he said, look around Lawrenceburg and see what comes someday and see what happens in the future. And I've been looking around for a long time. There's been some great improvements here. In fact, one of the things I noticed here recently is the street lights and the Christmas ornaments and
looks really great.
The park down here, Kelly, you guys did a great job decorating the park for this year. It looks really nice. I was really nervous. Of course, David Zerbe was the attorney that year, and Jeff Dornetti. I was really nervous in the hallway of the event center that day, and Pete came up to me and he said, "You know that Destiny, your daughter." Destiny Retzel, my daughter, she was principal of the year in 2018 in South Ripley High School. And Pete came up to me and he says, go out there and read the speech. I rewrote it for you. Destiny rewrote it for you. And we got it pinned down. We got it fine shape. And it looks really good. So I was really proud of what Pete did for me that day. Yeah. It meant the world to me. The thing about it was, it was really special. And I'd like to dedicate what we're saying here on WSCH Radio to two people. Travis, your grandfather, Charlie Thayer, was a city councilman for the city of Aurora.
Forever.
And for 42 years. Yeah. And he did a fantastic job in Aurora. One thing that I really respect my mother, Marge Prekel, for, she worked at the polls in the city of Lawrenceburg for 50 years from 1968 till 2018. No one's ever done that in the state of Indiana, and it's a state record. Mm-hmm. I always tease Joe Wadd about the speech I made, and I tell him that, you know, sometimes my speech might have been number five behind Abe Lincoln and maybe President Clinton and possibly Lee Hamilton.
There you go.
Judge Humphrey. And my speech might have been number five. I'm not really sure where I'm at. So I just want to thank you today, Travis, for having this, and I appreciate everything you've done.
Oh, well, our pleasure, and thanks for helping set all this up. We appreciate each and every one of you coming out and saying some kind words about Pete. We certainly do miss him here at Eagle Country 99.3. We miss his infectious energy and his enthusiasm, which he had each and every day. And I want to leave everybody with a song here that makes me think of Pete. We live in what can sometimes be a really, really negative word, but he was always a light that shined bright. So this is Be a Light by Thomas Rhett.
Just believe. Yeah, there ain't that much difference between you and me in a time full of war.
Yeah, you only get one go round.
6 feet in the ground. In a race you can't win, just slow it down. Just see black and white in a world full of hate.